Well, it's time now for the Free Phil Henry Podcast, episode 31. And this is going to feature Chris Norton and a bit we call Wrinkle Boy, where Chris is trying to remind younger women how much better it is to be with somebody their own age as opposed to these older guys with money. It's real classic Chris Norton stuff, the guy who invented hotness, quote-unquote, the guy who invented sessuality and cess. It's Chris Norton. And our Free Phil Henry Podcast, as usual, brought to you by our friends at Amazon.com and PhilHenryShow.com. Amazon.com is a great place for back to school. It's a great place to go for your downloads. And remember, when you use Amazon.com, when you use the banner on our homepage, PhilHenryRadio.com, part of the money earned goes to the Phil Henry Show, so we are partners with Amazon.com in that, and we encourage you to use the Amazon.com banner at PhilHenryRadio.com. Also, at PhilHenryShow.com, get a backstage pass and access the full hours of these podcasts that you're hearing here. So on this Free Phil Henry Podcast, it's Chris Norton as he talks up how hot he is and his website, sessuality.com, with Wrinkle Boy.
I've got my computer here. This is a picture of you, and this is on your website where you can remind young women where they can go to find a good-looking guy, right?
Well, this is my website. I mean, to remind young women what they can have.
All right, now this is a picture one is what?
Picture one is a picture of me. I'm wearing jeans, cowboy boots, and a loose-fitting silk shirt. I'm leaning against a Porsche Bosser with my arms folded. That's a Porsche Bosser. It's a very, very nice car. And I'm looking very casual there.
And when a woman sees that picture, she's seeing what?
Well, I mean, if a woman sees that picture, I'm 28 years old. She's seeing a hot, young, 28-year-old dude. You know, I've got, you know, obviously I got a nice body. And this could be our lifestyle together, you know.
Are you looking for women to have a relationship with you? Are you like?
No, Phil. I'm not looking for women to be hooked up with me necessarily, unless, of course, they wanted to, and we have email and they could talk. I'm just looking at myself as the ideal for what a woman could have.
And okay, so when she sees a picture of you in your jeans, your cowboy boots, and a loose-fitting silk shirt leaning against a Porsche Boxer?
That's correct.
What is she seeing?
She's seeing the lifestyle she could have. She's seeing the lifestyle, what could be if you marry a young dude, not some old wrinkled up, pruned out guy like James Doohan or Larry King, but a young guy that has a Porsche Bosser and a loose-fitting silk shirt. Okay.
All right, look, picture number two. What is this? This is the shower?
Yeah, this is very sexy. This is a picture that's on my website. I'm just out of the shower. I'm bending over to pick up a towel. I'm just out of the shower. I'm bending over to pick up a towel. I'm looking over my shoulder.
Yeah, that's you are naked from behind. I want people to know on this picture.
Yes, I am. But it's something that's very sexy. It's something women like. I have wet hair and beads of water on my back. I would tell you something. Women love this.
How do you know that women like this? This is a picture of you bending over from behind, and you're looking over your shoulder at who? The lady that you're with?
That's right. I mean, the fantasy there is that, you know, I've just taken a shower. She's coming to take her shower. And we're just all showering together, and I'm bending over, I'm getting a towel and everything.
How do you know women like this?
I'll tell you right now, Phil, my website gets 3,000 hits a day. Women love this stuff. Okay, I got 3,000 hits a day on my website.
All right, picture number three, what is this?
Okay, this is me playing volleyball at the beach. I'm going up for a spike at Hermosa.
What do you mean going up for a spike? You mean you're hitting the ball?
I'm hitting the ball, yeah.
What is that you're wearing?
I'm wearing a Speedo with a mesh netting. It's very, very athletic, very sexy. Women can see the mesh netting because it's kind of bulging out at the bottom. And again, this is a picture of how athletic I am, how ripped I am. And
so, Chris, what you are is the ideal for a woman who's in her 20s, who is married to an older guy or in a relationship with an old guy. She can go to your website and see how good it can be.
Well, I mean, she can get pictures of good-looking guys.
That's what I was going to say.
But what I provide on my website is a specific targeting of young 20-year-old women who are married to old guys, who are locked into a relationship, like Larry King's wife could log on, okay? You know, James Doohan's wife could log on.
Well, I don't know how old these guys, first of all, you're asking for, I doubt if that's going to happen. I don't know how old she is anyway.
But the point is, they could log on and see what life could be with a younger guy.
All right, and here is picture four. And this is a little unusual, right? You're sitting at a computer?
Yeah, I'm sitting at a computer. My shirt's off. You can see my jeans are unbuttoned a little bit. What that does is it combines sass with work. saying that a young man can combine SaaS with work. And
you're sitting at a computer, and those look like slacks. So you're in your work clothes, right?
I was in a suit, yeah.
And you've stripped your shirt, your tie, and everything off, and your pants are unbuttoned?
Yeah, because I'm at the computer, and I'm sort of, you know, it's a very sexy hot day. And that's a way for women to see what they can have as well.
You're a wild guy, Chris. Chris Norton is my guest. He has a website for women who are in a relationship with older guys, reminding them what it can be like. He has some picture series in cowboy boots, loose-fitting silk shirt. There is one of him bending over in the shower. There's another one here playing volleyball, wearing a Speedo with mesh netting. Chris, you say you get 3,000 hits a day?
Yeah, Mr. Henry, believe me, I know what women like because I've been around women my whole life. I've had a lot of relationships. I get 3,000 hits a day, yeah. And this is my way of telling the women out there that are hooked in a bad relationship, log on, check me out, see what your life could be.
Because there's too many of them going out with older guys.
I don't think it's healthy. I don't think it's healthy, and I don't think older guy, making a baby with an older guy, I don't think it's not healthy neither.
Chris Norton is our guest. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. He has a website. You can go over there and take a look at pictures of him. If you're a young woman in her 20s and you're involved in a relationship with a 50-year-old guy, it'll remind you what life could be like with a guy like him. Isn't that what you're basically saying, Chris? That they should be with a younger man? So it's a call. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. I mean, I just think it's wrong to be wasting all your sexuality on some old guy who's pruned up and, you know, is ready to die or something.
And what about love? What about...
Well, I mean, you talk about love, man. You can fall in love with a guy your own age, okay? But I think when most young women are reminded of how hot, you know, like a young guy could be. I mean, I'm very hot looking. And they're reminded how hot looking a young guy can be. They suddenly realize they've muffed it up, and they ought to, like, you know, get back with young guys.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, our number. Chris is on the line, and here is Palmdale. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi. I'm calling to encourage young women to go out with old men. I've been married to a man. I'm 30 years old.
Are you kidding me?
My husband's 55. He's a retired LAPD. He's a gorgeous hunk of man. I've been married to him for 3 years happily.
What were you lacking?
I can't believe you're saying this.
No, what were you lacking in your life that you didn't have a...
Excuse
you don't want to be
me?
With, what are you lacking in your life that you don't want to be with?
Oh, nothing. I have a full life.
Guy.
I'm an RN nurse. I have a home. I have a vehicle. I have two wonderful dogs. My husband's wonderful.
Well, I know, but you should have been with a guy your own age. Why?
Oh, I was with guys my own age.
Okay, what were you missing?
They're missing a lot compared to what he has. He's a better lover than all my other lovers.
Going out with the wrong kind of guy. I would suggest that you go to sexuality.com.
I don't know how I could get it any better.
Well, you could, believe me.
I've been with good-looking guys. My husband's very good-looking. Just because he's older, it also means he's wiser.
Are you going to have a kid?
No, I'm not planning on having children.
Why not?
I have a heart condition. I don't want to have children.
You have a heart condition or he does?
Yeah. I don't want to have children. I never wanted to have children. That's beside the point. I agree with you there. I don't think you should have children.
Are you sure you have a heart condition or he does?
No, he doesn't have a heart condition. He's fine.
What?
He is fine.
Okay, we got the joke, Chris, all right?
Yeah, but I mean, she's covering up for him because he's old, you know?
Oh,
all
he's
I'm saying
great.
Is, if you go to set you out,
he can help anybody.
Yeah, I'm sure he's really great. I'm sure Grandpa's fantastic. But
why are you being cynical, okay? If the woman says she's in love with the guy, were you married before you met him?
I was once, yes, to a younger man.
Younger than you?
Yeah, no, he was still older than me by 5 years.
Uh-huh. How old are you?
I'm 30.
So, Chris, if this lady goes to your website, what will she find?
You go to my website, baby. You're going to see me.
I heard pictures of you in your little bikini. I could get that from a magazine in a corner.
No, this is real. This is me. You can communicate with me.
I'll keep my 55-year-old husband.
I'm as real as real can get.
Okay, thank you.
All younger women should definitely go out with an older man. They're better lovers.
No,
period.
No, wrong, wrong.
Are you a good lover, Chris?
Yeah, I think I am, man. I've got the women who will back it up too. So it's not like it's some big secret.
Well, but that's a lady that was in love. Would you agree?
I think she's fooling herself. herself, yeah.
You really think so?
Yeah, I really do. I think she's like felt sorry for some old guy, and she got some security, and being with a younger guy means sexuality, and it also means, like, you know, being involved in a dangerous relationship, and I think a lot of younger women are scared of that right now.
All right, here's Lockhart on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, I just absolutely cannot believe that this man... Let me tell you about older men. I happen to be younger and interested in an older man, and there's absolutely no reason in the world that they can't be absolutely everything that you want.
But that's the whole thing. Why older men? What's going on in your psychology? What
because
you
an older man wouldn't be on the phone on a radio show airing his problems and having absolute inadequacy. Oh, I can't even go here. I'm so upset.
Well, this is the host. What? Tell me.
No, Phil, let me just answer a question.
No, hold on. She's obviously very angry at you. Tell me.
not angry. You don't have that power.
Well, it's not. I'm the host of the show. I'm not trying to make you angry,
not
man.
You,
I'm trying
Chris.
To.
No, let me just say something to you. Okay.
Hold on for a minute. You're married to an older guy?
No, I'm not.
You're not. Okay.
I'm interested in older man.
Are you going with him right now?
We're working on that.
Oh, okay. How much older than you?
15 years.
Chris, would you call 15 years that much older?
Oh yeah, absolutely, man. I mean, that means the dude's like 40 in his late 40s.
He's 46.
Okay, let me just say that I'm 47.
I'm not saying you're old, Phil. I'm saying if you were going out with a 32-year-old woman, I think that'd be some very serious stuff.
I think a 32-year-old woman knows her mind a whole lot more than a 32-year-old man.
Well, whatever that means, I don't know what that means. So I'm saying if you go to my website, okay, and check me out and see how good I look, you'll see the sass that you... Hello?
She hung up. Ma'am, are you there? She hung up, yeah. She's angry, all right.
Apparently, I do have power over her. Look, I'm not pissing off anybody, okay? She just said she don't have the power. What I do have is a website where women can...
No, you're getting women angry at you questioning their choices as far as relationships go.
I'm not... Any choices. These women are angry because I'm bringing the truth out, and they are angry because they can't face the truth, Phil. And the truth is that they are with men who are older than them because they're afraid of committing to a younger guy because it's dangerous, it's sassy, the sexuality is stronger, you know, they can get hurt because a younger guy may dump them. And if they go to my website and they check me out, they're going to see... the yin and the yang, man. They're going to see how good I look and what it could be like with a younger guy, and they're also going to see how bad they could get dumped if they get dumped by a good-looking guy who has a Porsche Boxer and a silk shirt.
If they get dumped by a good-looking guy who has a Porsche Boxer and a silk shirt.
Yeah.
And what is your URL address, Chris?
Yeah, Phil, thank you. It's sexuality.com. Young women can come and see me, and it will remind you that you are young women, and when the old man dies and you need sass, and also you need a male influence for the kid that you know, this wrinkled up kid that you had with the old man, you can have these pictures are printable. And
what do you mean the wrinkled up kid you had with the old man?
Because a lot of these kids that women have with older guys come out wrinkled. I mean, they come out older. That's part of the genetics of it.
Are you talking about Down syndrome?
No, I'm talking about how the kid, if you have a kid with an older guy, the kid is going to come out more wrinkled up.
Is that medical fact, or is that...
That's my understanding, yes, sir.
That sounds very far out, okay?
That is my understanding, sir. But more to the point, I mean, I'm just trying to remind women of their duty to be with the younger guy. I think it's the duty to be with the younger guy.
All right, here is Compton on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Could you turn your radio down, please?
Yes. Okay.
Go right ahead, ma'am. You're on the air.
Oh, yes. My name is Marion, and I was just saying there's nothing wrong with going with the older guy, because sometimes it's like a father figure.
How old are you?
I'm 49.
Oh, well, you're not exactly young yourself, are you? I'm talking about women in their 20s, you know.
Okay.
You know, is that baby your grandkid?
Well, you know what? I have an uncle. He's like 61.
And you have a what?
An uncle. He's like 61.
Is that baby doing some yard work? Like sawing a treehouse or something, man? Because I can hear her sawing something in the background. I just wonder what that was.
The car.
Yeah, there's some sawing going on, definitely.
Yeah, it's like they're knocking, sawing down a tree.
So anyway, you have an uncle who's 59, huh?
He's 61.
61,
and he has,
yeah.
Yes, and he has a 20-year-old wife.
I'm not talking
about that. She has 3 kids for him, and the youngest one is only 2.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but by the time he gets to be 71, it'll be 10, and he might be dead, and that's not such a great thing, is it?
Yeah, but that's in the black neighborhoods. You have a lot of that going around, right?
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, nice talking to you.
Thank you very much. Thanks, bye. Rancho Palos Verdes on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Whoops, hold on. Rancho Palos Verdes, hello.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, ma'am, you're on the air.
No, I just would like to respond to your guest about older men, younger women.
Yes, ma'am.
I think, younger women would really prefer older men because they have more substance. They can talk with sense.
Who?
Older men.
Can talk with sense?
Of
course. That's where you're wrong. I think younger men, if you go to my website, you can see a lot of different
things. It's not only the body, honey. You can have the greatest body, but if you're the dumbest guy on earth,
I'm on the radio station right now talking.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have to have brains to get on the radio station.
Say that again.
I said, I'm on the radio station right now, and you have to have brains for to be on the radio station.
Well, obviously, they have to invite somebody like you so that all the listeners can get, all hyped, get irritated with the way you talk. Got irritated.
No, I'm not trying to irritate you.
You sound really very dumb. And you don't have any substance at all.
That's where you're wrong.
I'm wrong. That's where I'm right. I keep on saying earlier that, look at my website, look at my muscles, or look at your face. Who likes to look at men with, with body if you cannot even talk about sense? Earlier you were talking about, when a woman gets married to an older man, women can give birth to wrinkly babies.
Yes.
Are you so dumb? Don't you know that babies, they come out wrinkly?
No, what I'm saying is the older the man is that you have sex with, the more wrinkled up the baby is because of the old man.
Where did you get this, and who told you this?
Are you telling me that, how come babies come out wrinkled then?
Because they have to gain weight.
Well,
they come out because they cannot come out so big.
If you go to my website, you'll see that I have commentary. So it's not just pictures; it's commentary about why I think kids come out wrinkled up. And I think
you better read some more, or get in touch to a doctor, a pediatrician.
No,
an obstetrician. Maybe you can,
Let me ask you, is the host, ma'am.
The doctor can educate you more.
Ma'am, this is...
babies, they come out wrinkled.
Right, ma'am, this is Phil Hendry, this is the host.
It has nothing to do whether you get married to an older
Nobody
man
listens to me
or
on this
younger
show.
Man.
Ma'am, this is Phil Hendry, the host. I wanted to ask you a question, okay?
Sure.
On his website, he has a picture of himself getting out of the shower, bending over to pick up a towel.
Yeah.
He's naked from behind, and he's looking over his shoulder with wet hair and beads of water on his back.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's sexy, isn't it? Don't you think that's sexy?
No. Who wants to look at somebody with the, who wants to look at that?
Okay, tell her about picture 3, Phil.
All right, picture 3 is he's playing volleyball, going up for a shot, wearing a Speedo with mesh netting underneath.
And how is a younger woman supposed to feel? Looking at that kind of picture.
It's very hot.
Are we supposed to feel excited over his look?
It's very hot. It's very hot.
I don't think so. You know what? What is hot? If you're smart. Okay, what is hot? There's something you can offer beside your body.
Picture 4, he's sitting at a computer with his shirt off and his jeans unbuttoned.
Yeah.
Not jeans, slacks.
Slacks, I'm sorry.
And then...
And I'm looking at you.
So,
how
am I supposed to react? I should go gaga?
Excuse me, but I'm very good looking. By the way, I'm not offering up my buddy. I'm offering myself.
Yourself? So, what's yourself? Obviously, the mere fact that you're showing your body, your muscle, your unbuttoned shirt, that's your body, right?
No,
when you're saying yourself, that should involve your brain.
It's
obviously, it doesn't involve your brain. It just involves your body.
It is my brain. It is my brain.
It is your brain. What's your brain? That one in between your groin?
No,
that's
ma'am.
Your brain?
No,
not that one in, on top of your neck?
The other one.
What's the
other
one?
The
one in between your legs.
The one in between the ears.
That's your brain? I don't think so.
All right. Well, thank you. I just wanted to take a poll on that. Sebastopol on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
You're on the air, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to address my comments to this man. And his comments indicate to me that he knows very little about women. All he speaks about is what he looks like. He says nothing about his integrity, his kindness, his sense of humor, his compassion. Well, he just talks about what he looks like. And if he thinks that's the main thing that women are interested in, then he knows very little.
Well, what about the women who have been with older guys and got all of that and got bored? Now they want to have sex.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because look at the women who are married to old, pruned-up guys, and they go out having affairs.
Well, then they probably haven't. You know, the way you talk about people, you act like you're not going to become an old person. You have.
Well, one of the things, I use a lot of oils on my body, so I do.
Okay, well, that's wonderful, but you're still going to be an old person someday, and then you're not going to have anything left.
What do you mean you use a lot of oils?
I use a lot of oils.
So you use a lot of oil.
That means that my skin's not going to age, so I'm going to look.
Not very intelligent if you think you can use all the oils in the world and you will still age.
You
can have plastic surgery from now to whenever.
I don't need plastic surgery.
But all you're going to end up with is women who are shallow, like you are.
Ma'am, all I'm trying to say is I use moisturizers.
Yeah? So you're going to be handsome forever. Is that what you're trying to say?
Great. I'm going to look young.
Great. So you'll look young forever, but you still won't have any integrity and honor and...
integrity.
You show unkindness. You talk about old people that are wrinkled like they should be not allowed on the face of the earth.
No, I didn't say that. All I'm saying is that if you're a young woman, you ought to have the sass that I can provide as opposed to going out with wrinkled boys.
Listen, I'm a 50-year-old woman. I've been with men that are 25 years old that couldn't keep up with me, sweetheart.
That answers the question. Grandma. Look, Grandma, I'm just talking about your granddaughter, okay?
All right, look, that's not necessary.
Well, you should have told me.
Told you what?
How old the lady was.
Hey, listen.
It doesn't make any difference.
That are in their 20s, okay? They have no idea how old I am because I use a lot of oil.
You go to sensuality.com and you'll see my body.
I wouldn't even want to do that.
Check it out.
So what?
Oh, boy. God, I'm embarrassed for my species now. I mean...
What are you talking about?
What do you mean you use a lot of oils?
okay. You don't know about oils and how they moisturize the skin? You go to sensuality.com, look at picture number 2, check out my ass. That's the best ass on the net.
sounds like your ass is probably on the top of your neck.
Whatever.
All right, ma'am, thank you very much for your call. Here is La Puente on the Phil Hendry Show. Check out my ass.
That's right.
La Puente, hello.
Yes, hello. I was just calling to make a comment to this man. I think he's a very immature young man.
How you doing?
And all he's doing is advertising his website, which we're not interested in.
What's your name?
It's a mature, smart woman who's looking for an older man. That's none of his business.
What's your name?
I don't think body has nothing to do with him. And, you know, I'm really disgusted by what he's saying.
I'm very sensitive.
I feel sorry for him.
I'm very
sensitive.
Because
it seems like he doesn't have nothing to do.
I'm sensitive.
Well, I don't think, you know, spending time with you in the air will do anything because I think you're very immature and not educated at all, and you're advertising that website. If women out there are listening to me, do not even bother to look in the internet for this guy. He sounds very stupid. Have a good day. Bye.
Check my ass out.
Okay, did you get it out there?
Sensuality.com, Phil. All you have to do is go on the internet. You find it.
Yeah, he got it.
Well, there it is, the Free Phil Hendry Podcast, episode 31, and Chris Norton's Sensuality.com with Wrinkle Boy.
This music scares me.
Bud is scared of this music. It's Battlestar Galactica, man.
What?
I don't know. It's just something we picked, which is what we do every week. We just pick it, man. The Free Phil Hendry Podcast, episode 32, coming up. And don't forget Amazon.com, our partners in crime. And I say that, of course, with love in my heart. Go to Amazon.com for all your back-to-school needs. It's right there on our homepage of PhilHendryRadio.com and PhilHendryShow.com for the full hours of these great shows you're listening to. And until next time, peace out, we love, and don't forget Milwaukee Lion football.
Yeah, Lions, man. Lions. Go Lions!
And now our majorette.